dirt roads to rock crawling, two-buck Chuck to screaming eagle, moonshine to 50-year-old single malt. We talk about it all here on Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey with your hosts, Jason and Chris.
Welcome to Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey, episode 49. 49 here in the home studio, practicing extreme social distancing with Lorenzo and my co-host, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going? You're like in a different zip code down there.
Pretty much.
How's the weather over there? It's pretty nice over here today.
So it's a beautiful, beautiful, balmy, probably, I don't know, 65, 70.
Nice. Yeah, like beautiful, beautiful spring day.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be great if we could be out and about doing things?
Well, I was going to say, it makes you feel better that the weather's good, so that's at least boosting up some people's spirits. But yeah, this crazy world we're in right now.
Everybody's chomping at the bit. They want to get out and about and play.
Have you been out and about beyond your work? I mean, you're doing some shopping and stuff. You got any experiences with the shopping?
You mean like local, like grocery stores and stuff?
Yeah, you got to go to a grocery store. You got to go, you know, I had to get oil the other day.
So,
you know, I had to get out in the public.
I have not.
Whole different world.
Been this past week, but yeah, I pretty much have been doing most of the grocery shopping because that's what my wife and I decided. I'd be the one exposing myself.
Perfect.
Not
the way that you used to do
fully
it.
Fully clothed.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good.
So, things have changed a little bit in the last week. I guess more and more people are wearing masks. And some places I've been hearing won't let you in unless you're wearing a mask or have your face covered. Now I'm hearing, I live in Alameda County and I work in Contra Costa County. And what I'm hearing is Alameda County started, I guess today, is required people to wear face coverings, masks, when they're out in public. And then Contra Costa County is going to start enforcing it on the 22nd, which I guess is next Wednesday or this coming Wednesday. So when this airs, that'll be in effect. And I know we're not the news regarding COVID-19, but this is the reality we're all living in right now. And so it's going to be interesting. I don't have masks. So it's like the counties, the state, whoever is in charge and making these rules is saying you need to do this. However, there's no masks available.
Okay.
You can't find them for love or money.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people that have been making them. So
right.
I just got a cool mask that my aunt made. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, something.
Well, the home factories, you know, my wife has made a few masks. But like I said, you know, not everybody has the resources to, you know, whip out the sewing machine or whatever and start banging out, you know, these masks. And then, you know, the effectiveness of them is also kind of up in the air. Like I said, you make a rule and there's no availability of these things because everybody's like, save them for the first responders. And God bless the first responders. You know, they definitely need them. We certainly want to try to keep them as healthy as possible, but, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be, so what did I do? I from off-roading trips and when I have the various buffs,
buffs are great.
So I grabbed one out of my camper and I'll wear that when I run into Walmart or Safeway or whatever to
there you go.
Follow the rules.
Then
so
your neck will be protected as well.
Yeah.
Be good.
So, and they won't even know who it's like. Can we see your ID? Well, what does it matter? You can't see my face.
That's true. Oh, my gosh. Well, anyways, yeah. So I've been out and about. It's interesting. We haven't been required to wear masks. I'd say about 30-35% of the population in the stores that I've been in have had a mask on.
Right.
And then most of the workers in the stores I noticed had masks on. But as far as patrons, definitely less than 50% of the people were wearing masks. So I don't know. I just want all this shit to end.
You and me, bro.
We got a announcement that our safety clinic is officially canceled. You know, I shouldn't say canceled.
Yeah, no, postponed.
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 Right. So it was supposed to be in mid-May. Now it's rescheduled for July 18th. So
that's correct.
Hopefully that happens. The world gets back to some sort of normalcy by then.
And yeah, thank God it's not hot down on Hollister.
I was
going to
say,
July.
Boy, that is going to be a scorcher, man. I don't have AC in my Jeep either you.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I will have my generator running, and I'll have my camper air conditioned, that's for sure.
No kidding. Yeah, so anyways, anyway, we'll have fun. I don't care. I'll take the heat if I can go out wheeling.
I mean, once the sun goes down, not always, but most often it gets a little better.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Remember our 40th down there when it was hot during the day and it cooled off a little bit at night?
Oh, yeah. It's great. Makes for a great evening.
So, yeah, absolutely.
You get about 28 feet away from the Peter heater because it's hot outside and the Peter heater's hot.
Hey, we always make the best of it, man.
That's right. That's right. Well, on a brighter note, I got my hair cut today.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. So how did you socially distance that?
That was very, very carefully calculated. So Edward Scissorhands, you know, who's got the big scissors that are
I'm just thinking out. Those big scissors they use to do...
The hedge clippers.
Do the openings of, you know, in art when they have the ribbon cutting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what they use.
Whoops. Just a nick.
Didn't need that ear. Got another one. Yeah, so one of my friend's girlfriend was doing haircuts, and so I jumped in real quick.
Cool.
Yeah, got it done. Had to.
Yeah, it looks great.
I hate hair over the ear. It's just uncomfortable. I just needed to cut it down. Cut a lot more of the gray out, you know.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Not
as gray as Lorenzo, though. Lorenzo... He definitely. Nobody knows how old he actually is.
It's a closely guarded secret.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might even be an ancient Chinese secret.
What are we drinking today, Chris? Ooh. What do we got?
You whipped up some Gold Rushes.
The Gold Rush.
Yes,
our new favorite drink here.
Pretty damn good.
2 ounces of bourbon, ounce of honey simple syrup.
Honey simple. Say that three times fast.
Syrup. And then there's a squeeze of, you know, half a lemon squeeze in there. I think I got a little too much lemon in mine.
Yours was less. We'll have to experiment.
And then I put a little orange bitters in there just to kick it up. But I'm going to go, the next one here, I'm going to go a little less on the citric acid, the lemon. But it is a nice, refreshing drink. It's going down way easy.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's quite good.
Okay, so that World X Games?
Yeah.
Did you see that on TV there? No, you didn't.
No, I don't have cable TV.
Okay, you need to... I got it recorded. You need to watch it.
I don't have Jason money.
Yeah, right. So anyways, I'm watching this thing. So they featured the UTV class first.
Right.
In the first half of the show, and the second half was EMC. So I'll get back to the UTV thing here in a minute, but the Everyman Challenge was cool because obviously we knew a lot of players in that game.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I'm looking for Arturo and Amber and, of course, Kevin, Ultra Four Jones and stuff. So I saw Ultra Four Jones, just his front number plate. They were in one of the last canyons coming in at the last lap, and there was a I forget who it was in front that was stuck, but he was sitting right there. So I'm like, oh, hey, there's Ultra Four Jones. They showed a nice shot of Amber driving through, you know, staging or whatever it was. So they got a nice shot of the Suzuki Samurai there.
Cool.
And then I never saw Arturo. I got to rewatch it, but they just breeze through everything. But
sure. Well, how long? It was like an hour?
It's an hour.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, long, covering two full races. Exactly. two races. but it was pretty crazy. You know, being there in Hammertown in the desert when that event's going on, you know, it's just there's 9,000 things going on every second, different things.
Right, right.
And, you know, in reception, cell reception's terrible. You can't. You know, stream it on your phone or anything that the live coverage. So,
right.
You know, like most sporting events, you see everything when you're at home in the comforts, you know, drinking your old elk and watching TV or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Instead of being out in the dust and dirt and loud stuff till two, well, the three. Previous, no, I'm just
kidding. The year before, you guys had were able to stream it in camp.
We did. We did stream it at camp. That was freaking awesome. We'd go out on course, watch them start and stuff, and then stream it at camp. But
go back to camp.
We didn't do that this year.
Adult beverages and watch it on the TV.
Yeah. So, anyways, I didn't even know this happened though during the UTV race.
Uh huh.
Kyle, what was his name?
Chaney.
Kyle Chaney.
Car 191.
191 UTV. So these guys are out there in the middle of BFE of Hammers,
right.
Johnson Valley, and they were climbing up this hill, lost momentum, whatever. They rolled. They rolled the vehicle. It's on its side.
Right.
No big deal. It wasn't a harsh roll or anything. They got out, and as they were flipping the car back over on this hill,
they didn't put it in park.
They said they got it about halfway over and it started rolling down the hill. They realized that, it wasn't in gear, it wasn't in park, whatever. So this UTV takes off backwards down the hill there. And your instincts to try and stop it. Well, Kyle is trying to jump inside, probably to slam the thing into gear or something,
Right.
You're just in full panic recovery mode and frickin' got ran over by the passenger front tire. I mean, it looked violent.
Slammed against rocks. I mean, you just showed it to me.
Yeah, the chopper was in the air and got every angle of this thing, and it...
Every gory second of it.
It's horrific, man. You watch it, and it's like, he got ran over and like a rag doll.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap. So he said he got up, and then he could feel the rocks on his feet. Well, yeah, because it like knocked off his shoes.
Right.
But he goes to put his shoe back on and his toes are not happy. We'll just leave it at that. So he miraculously slides down this freaking hill back, gets in and drives.
Gets back into the car. Yeah.
And... this just, again, these racers out there are just hardcore to even attempt this race, and this just proves how hardcore they are when they go out and do this. And the guy ended up, Kyle not only ended up finishing the race, but finished second.
Right, second place
after rolling, getting run over by his own UTV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gets back in. Says we're making this happen and damn near wins a race.
Close. I don't know what the time differential was, but
But crazy. I didn't even know that happened, and we were there.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, like you said, there's so much stuff is happening. If you don't have an inside scoop on it, even with the radios.
Oh yeah, yeah. We were listening in too, but yeah, there's a lot of radio traffic. I mean, but.
Can't be listening to every team. You can't be listening. I mean, the chopper is obviously talking to its producer, for the TV, whatever.
Right. So,
yeah.
So that was World of X Games that they did it on ABC. Well, now it's going to be on ESPN2.
Okay.
Not the Ocho. You get the Ocho at your house, don't you? ESPN the Ocho?
Maybe. But it only shows the Ocho. Dodgeball.
Oh, what was the line?
You can dodge wrenches, you can dodge balls.
You can dodge wrenches, you can dodge balls. That's the right.
One of the funniest movies ever.
So I never really, I need to watch it again because I, it's definitely not in my top 100.
No? Wow. Really?
No.
That's got some great moments.
So if you have ESPN2, World of X Games will be, by the time it's tomorrow night, Monday, recording on Sunday. So hopefully you recorded it and watching it because this podcast comes out on Tuesday.
And you can see Kyle Chaney getting run over.
But then, no, that was the previous one. This one is going to have the shootout. See, you got excited. The Monday night shootout and the trophy trucks.
Oh.
So that's going to be a good one. And then they're going to show some of the King of the Motos.
You haven't lived till you see a million-dollar truck go through the desert at 130 miles per hour.
That's right. So, anyways, I know this is there's one more episode after that, total of three episodes.
Okay.
So I think that's the following weekend. But anyways, look it up. I'm sure it's going to be on the old interwebs too, where you can rewatch it. So
sure.
Pretty cool to see that. Just you know how big Ultra 4 racing has gotten, and to be on national ABC television on a Sunday afternoon is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah,
and
then, yeah, no doubt. You know,
now ESPN2 for the next two episodes. So, anyways, very, very cool. What else? What do you got going on over there? You got something?
Well, we can talk about.
Give me a second to get caught up on my drink.
I know all of us have been starting to wrench or have been wrenching on our junk.
Oh yeah, wrenching on the junk.
Nice. So you were working on yours thing, but we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
I want to brag on my little project.
Yeah. So you've actually been working on your rig.
I've been working on the rig. You know, the previous episodes, I ripped out the old compressor. And I mean, it's still functional, but which is for sale now. So I don't
Good, because there's like four or five people I know that want to buy it.
Not really.
Yeah. I mentioned on the podcast that I took my mine out, and people are like, hey, I want your compressor. You know, where... And I'm like, no, it's you know, gone.
Well, we need help. I need help to fund all this stuff. So,
well, good. I'll give you a couple names of people that are
all
looking.
Right. There you go. So anyway, the old Vire came out, and I had to fabricate up a bracket to install this. You know, that ARB twin is a heavy son of a gun.
Yep.
And it needs a pretty solid foundation to hold it in place. And so I went to the little project to build a bracket. And, you know, and I'm a shade tree mechanic working in a garage with all I've got is a drill, an angle grinder, and a bench vise.
You sent some pictures. It was pretty, your ingenuity was pretty good there for a shade tree mechanic.
Making it happen.
Yeah, like it.
But you haven't lived until you've been cutting metal with a cutoff wheel on your angle grinder and that thing grenades.
No.
We'll post pictures on the gram. But yeah, I had safety equipment on the whole nine yards. And I like had an inch and a half left in my cut, the final cut to do the finish, final shaping on this bracket. And that freaking cutting wheel just blew up.
Ugh.
And it wasn't that worn out. It was just... It just exploded. I mean, I had shrapnel everywhere.
You're lucky you didn't have shrapnel on your forehead.
I'm telling you.
I've seen the face shield. Somebody posted on the gram there that the cutting wheel did exactly what you said, blew apart, and half that disc was in the face shield.
Yeah.
Would have been in the face if the guy wasn't wearing that.
That would have scared me.
Yeah.
So, but fortunately, I had a hacksaw, so I finished the last cut with the hacksaw. Wasn't going to be deterred. I don't have a sawzall at home. I have one at work. Wow. I actually have all sorts of cool stuff at work, but I wasn't at work. I was at home. So made it happen. Got the finish cut done. Got it test fitted. Did a couple of bends on that thing so I could have the third bolt hole.
Right.
And then test fit everything. You know, mocked it up, make sure it was good. Drilled the hole through the fender through that last little leg there, the bottom of the bracket.
Okay.
And went to the paint booth, which is my backyard.
Oh, nice.
You know, got a coat hanger.
That's perfect. I did the same thing. Yeah.
And held it and Rust-Oleum as my friend.
Oh, it works great.
And before that, I had cleaned everything up with a file and rounded off all the sharp edges and whatnot. So it'll cut you probably if you're in there dicking around, but it's not fatal stuff. You'll bleed a little bit. It won't be too bad.
Nice.
Just make sure you're up to date on your tetanus shot. I'm pretty up to date. Did I ever tell you about my car crash?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got a tetanus shot then too?
Oh yeah, they stuck a whole bunch of needles in me that trip.
You had okay. Good. Good. There you go. So.
So anyway, went to the paint booth backyard, and two coats, and then bolted it in. After it dried.
Yeah.
And now I have the compressor is mounted in the Jeep firmly and stoutly, and. Just need to wire it. I didn't have the correct lugs to crimp onto the wires for the battery connection.
Right.
And then I needed some advice from you on how to plumb it, which I got some pictures from your setup here at the house and on your CJ5. So, yeah, I'm, I don't know, 50% of the way maybe.
Oh, yeah, more than that. You got the bracket, and it's mounted. That's half the battle. That's over half the battle there.
I think so. Yeah, maybe
90% of the battle. Plumbing part's easy.
Yeah, and wiring is super easy because I have just all the original wiring from the previous compressor still in place. So it's just a couple of splices and a bit of bang, done.
But you got to run back to your battery, the main main power cable. Yeah, because that thing, it's got dual motors. I mean, that thing's pulling some current.
It's I think those are 40 amp fuses.
Yeah,
it's
they're twin big dogs. Yeah, maxi fuses.
Major. Yeah. So yeah, it'll be good to have that done. And then what else did I do?
Ooh.
I spent some money today.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Online.
For the rig?
Yeah, I bought some new springs.
Really?
New brake lines.
Okay.
And I think a drop pitman arm.
And 40s.
And, no.
Oh.
Those 35s are sitting in the garage.
Oh, that's right. You just went up to 35, so you need to wheel another season before you go up to 38, 40.
Let's just get through this process. So, dude, I will say the 33s compared to the 35 sitting next to him, the 35s look much bigger than,
well,
I mean, it's a big step
up. That's
a
jump.
I mean, it's only 2 inches, but they're not.
Well, it depends on what rim they're on and all that stuff. But it's a jump.
It's significant. So, the springs, I ordered them, this time with the way shipping is and whatnot, because everything's essential or non-essential.
Well, if you hear Mike from Mike and Max's Off-Road Podcast or Mike and Mike's Off-Road Podcast, they talk about, he went on a little rant. He actually kind of robbed some of our your intro.
He did.
But that's okay.
We totally did.
We told him it's okay.
Yeah, he did kind of go off on the whole shipping thing.
Yeah, it was all.
Got my money.
Yeah.
I want my shit.
I want my bullets.
Well, that's important. So the good news is we have a lot of progress happening.
Right.
And I'm thrilled because it's occupying my mind and keeping me busy.
Right.
Because when I'm not at work, because I'm working my ass off at work, I have been coming home and just kind of wallowing in misery. Now I can wallow in misery in my garage.
Well,
while
that's it,
to the podcast.
And produce something there. Well, that's awesome, man. So,
what are you working on?
You got? Well, wait a minute.
Shit!
I was going to commend you on your efforts, but
go ahead.
Fine.
Commend me. I like being commended.
I was like, man, this is cool. He's motivated, working on the Jeep that we are going to see it out on trails this year if and when we ever come out of this mess and get to go out outside and four wheel again.
Hell yeah.
I'll tell you, starting up the Jeep and the buggy the other day, boy, that's just, it just wakes you right up. You're like, I'm ready to put this thing on the trailer and go.
Let's do it.
But okay, good. And then you got your springs.
Ordered.
So that's a fun project, changing out leaf springs on it. But you're spring under still, right?
Yeah,
okay, so that makes it easier.
Yeah. Last time I did anything with the springs, I hurt myself pretty bad.
Yeah,
we're going to be careful.
I've got some stories with some high lift jacks and stuff that's no bueno.
I still got a some sort of subdermal scar on my finger from that.
Scar. Wow, okay. So, yeah. Okay, well, when you get these springs in, let's have a spring installation party.
Hell yeah, we'll record the whole damn thing. It'll be
spring
like,
for springs or something. We'll come up with something clever.
It'll be like we'll do a YouTube video. And
there
we'll
you go.
Jimmy will produce it.
Okay, all right.
Because I have no idea how to edit a goddamn video.
That would be good.
Hey, Lorenzo, you know anything about editing video?
Maybe we could do that.
Oh, shit.
Maybe we could bring it up to the brand new clean snail trail 4x4 shop there.
Oh, now you're getting a little crazy.
I mean, he's got lots of room up there now.
I think only Toyotas are allowed.
No, he's had some. He needs some Jeeps in there. We gotta get that place righted the right direction.
Everything I hear is all Toyota 4Runner, third gen, second gen, first gen.
Hey, they were bashing on Toyotas the other day.
Oh yeah,
did you hear that latest?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, they're putting out like 90 podcasts a week right now.
Yeah, they're at episode 633 or something.
Dude,
like that.
I'm like, what? So they got their normal Monday Thursday drop,
right?
And then Tuesday Fridays they're dropping this Tyler's Twisted Terrible Tantrums.
Titty Twister.
Titty Twister Tantrums. Nice. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
So it's good. They're a little 10, 12 minute, it's a debate.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a debate, so it's cool. It's good, quick, entertaining. I can't believe Tyler can keep it under 12, you know, 10, 12 minutes there.
I think so. He's got electrodes attached to
it. I was
going to
say, there must be something. Is that where the titty twister part comes in? they pick a topic and go, so that's good. They're putting out content, keep people entertained at this time. So so nice job, Snail Trail 4x4.
Yeah, there you go. Big plug.
Woohoo. Yeah, so and then Jimmy on Wednesday, so to round out the whole week, so there's something coming out of that Snail Trail conglomerate. I was going to say something else, but
menagerie.
So on Wednesdays, Jimmy has been going live with somebody in the four-wheel drive realm.
That's right.
And of course, they're mostly Toyota orientated, but
right. What do you, he had the
wheel every weekend.
Wheel every weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Ian. So yeah, cool stuff. So that's great. So go check those guys out if you haven't yet. If you want to hear about Toyotas, but I like how they open up every podcast that if you like making fun of Toyotas, and that's the only reason why I listen, because making fun of Toyotas.
Well, and as you alluded to earlier, they kind of bashed on Toyota. I guess they got their Trail Edition, which really isn't a Trail Edition.
No, so yeah, that was kind of interesting. I was like, oh, I don't need to hear about the latest Toyota, but
you're gonna call it Trail Edition. You gotta have lockers, dude.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was pretty. That was a good one.
I don't need any goddamn cooler. I want lockers.
So you know, it just proves to them that they should be driving Jeeps or
exactly
Ford Raptors or something like that. You know. Ford Raptor would make the optimum, you know, rock landing overland rig.
Oh, yeah.
Need one of those.
If it wasn't 80 grand or whatever.
Oh, they're on sale now. Everything's on sale right now. Everything's on sale. So you bought all your stuff. There's no sales tax.
That's right. And free shipping. Sweet.
And they'll probably throw in some stickers and a hat or something, too. So there you go.
They don't know who I am.
Oh, well, there you go.
If they knew who I was, it'd be a whole different deal. Anyway.
Who are you again?
So what have you been working on?
Oh, man. So I talked about it before, getting this. I had this welder, Premier Power Welder, for a couple of years installed now, but I never had a hand throttle. So I got the hand throttle done. But this I was pretty proud of myself because I got the shifter, you know, like a bike thumb shifter.
Yeah.
Deal. Well, the cable that they gave you, there was a lot of cable, wire cable, but
well,
the
they
sheath
wanted to go into the cab.
Yeah, so the sheath was, you know, shorter for all the different stuff. So I'm like, okay, what the hell? So I was working on a mower the other day, and the wire cable broke, but the sheathing was good, and I'm like, dude, that might work, and it did. It was like it worked out perfect.
Right on.
So I modified my bracket there that holds the throttle cables.
Crew has no mower, but you've got...
No, I fixed the mower. Oh, I had a whole brand new cable and everything. That thing was a pain in the ass to change out. Let me tell you, if you have any a Honda self-propelled mower and the traction cable breaks, just plan on spending a good hour and a half putting a new stupid cable in.
Well, for a $1,500 mower, that's a bargain.
Well, if I had your kind of time and money... So anyways, so I hooked up the hand throttle and I made a loop on the end of the wire to loop on to the throttle cable, you know, where the hooks up to the butterfly valves there.
Right.
And so I can just hook it up when I use it and disconnect it when I'm not. And so I was finishing that up yesterday, and I thought, well, I got this cable when it's not hooked up, because I didn't want it hooked up to cause a stuck throttle problem, right?
Right.
So I go, well, you know, I need to kind of mount this thing somewhere get it up out of the way. So I'm like, well, the air cleaner's right there. So I drilled a little hole in the air cleaner and air cleaner housing.
Right.
There, you know, some metal housing.
Outside of the filter.
Yeah, and took... a bolt and some washers and another nut and stuff, so it was separated. So there was a nice little place for the wire cable, the wire loop to grab onto.
Uh-huh.
And so you just loop it onto that, t- tighten up your thumb throttle, give a little tension on it, boom, out of the way.
Perfect.
Done deal. So I was pretty proud of that.
Don't you usually have a pre-filter on that air cleaner?
Yes, I had the pre-filter. All that's getting cleaned right now. So, yeah, so that was off the Jeep. But, yeah, so works out good. And the other benefit I just thought of yesterday is, like, when I'm airing up tires, you know, with that twin air compressor draws some current.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And so, you know, I'd always sit there and give it a little throttle, you know, to help.
Now you don't have to.
Now I can just hook that up, bump up the throttle a little bit.
Bump it up to $5,000.
Yeah, okay. And that thing is scream. No, it's just I'll tell you, that's one thing nice is getting. I mean, that would be like one of my top five, if not top two or three things I recommend. If somebody's doing serious off-roading, is getting a really good high amp alternator.
How many amps is that one you have?
1.2 gigawatts.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Doc Brown.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I can't hit, what is it? Is it 65 or 68 miles an hour? 80 miles
88.
An hour? Well, it was 88. That's right. Yeah, well, my Jeep won't go 88 anyways. It had a warning on there, do not go 88 miles an hour because
don't do that.
Bad things would happen.
Well, you just find yourself, you know, young again.
Well, yeah, or
old.
Or you could fast forward. It'd be nice to fast forward, see what the future looks like. If the COVID thing's gone and we actually get back to some sort of normalcy.
Everybody drives Priuses.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? If you were stuck in a world where your Prius was the only vehicle.
You can have any car you want as long as it's a Prius and it's brown.
So then... So then you're going to see these highly modified Priuses to go over the Rubicon Trail and
stuff. Yeah, you're right. Hey, man, it might happen.
I would actually. I'd cut the top off of the Toyota logos would come off right away.
Well, yeah.
And then I'd cut the top off the thing, make it topless.
It's
you know whose rig kind of looks like a Prius. What I'm envisioning right now, like doing that, it would be like Max's Liberty.
Does that look like a Prius?
Well, that's kind of what I'm envisioning of what a chopped up Prius would look like.
With one tons on it.
With one ton.
You know, it was when I was driving down here today, I saw this. It was, I think it was on 680 or maybe, oh no, it was in
Brown
Liverpool.
Prius?
No, it was a Range Rover. No, it was a G-Wagon.
Oh, Mercedes G-Wagon.
Lifted.
No.
This thing looked gnarly, dude.
Really? Was it black?
Because
they're all black.
Might have been silver.
Oh.
But it was rolling. I think it had portals on it. Because this
really?
Thing, it was like, I was like, holy shit, I can probably drive under that thing.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen that.
It was cool. It was pretty cool. I don't know if it was actually ever go off-road.
I was going to say, have you ever seen a G-Wagon off-road?
No.
No.
Well, that's not true. I saw one at Hollister. I was trail lead.
Yeah, well, I mean, on a dirt road, I'm thinking rock crawling.
Yeah, like Rubicon or Fordyce.
But if you're spending the money putting portals on.
Yeah, you think you'd want to make it happen.
Oof.
I don't know.
God, can you imagine rolling one of those?
Oof.
That thing's just a box. They're ugly.
Well, you know what happens? We used to pay that kind of money. There's a helicopter on call that just comes in and hoists you out.
Little you call Mercedes, hit the OnStar button or whatever, and then comes in.
Magnetic helicopter rolls in, picks you up.
There's a button with a helicopter logo. Exactly. For rescue.
Exactly.
Maybe though, so. That gives me ideas. You could have like a bourbon, an old elk button or something. You press that when you run out of old elk around the campfire.
It goes right to
and
Fort
then
Collins.
Comes right. Yeah. Then a chopper comes in with an airlift. A little package of old elk comes down on a parachute.
Signed by Greg.
Oh, that see now that'd be cool.
Perfect.
That'd be really cool.
Little email back from. Sorry, you ran out, guys.
Here you go.
Hope it was quick enough.
Yeah. So that would be the future of wheeling, right there.
I'm telling you
what we're seeing. Okay,
right on.
What else did I fix on the Jeep?
You were.
I did a couple things. I nut and bolted. Just to get that ready. Went through, cleaned it. I actually washed it.
Oh, my God.
And I was thinking back. There was, you know, it was a little dirty, not too bad. But I'm like, when did I wheel last in the Jeep? And it was our Oktoberfest, October of 2019 was the last time
I
wheeled.
Wow, so what's that, 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months ago, basically, was the last time I wheeled that rig. Now, I would have taken it to King of the Hammers, but that's where I take the buggy.
Right.
So
you have, so you've been wheeling
I've
in
been
the last
wheeling
6 months.
Since, but the Jeep hasn't seen
been sitting
dirt.
In the garage weeping.
So going around the
crying.
Neighborhood and She's running good. So I got a few other handful of little things to dial in, and then hopefully be on the Rubicon here in June. We'll see. Fingers crossed.
We need to, I mean, the people that have decided not to shelter in place, you all need to shelter in place. We need to get through this. I keep seeing people posting about their rights and liberties being impeded upon.
Oh,
and I'm like,
boy.
Okay, whatever. Moving on.
Here goes the political rant.
So what else has happened? I'm not going to politically rant. I'm not going to do that. This is not a political podcast. So, but we're going to talk about wine for a moment.
We are?
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at you.
Oh, you got my attention.
You perked up.
Yes.
It's like, whoa.
Yes.
We are?
Okay.
God damn. Well, this is kind of a sad story.
Hmm. There's too much sad in our world right now. We need heartwarming,
but
fun.
But has a happy ending.
Oh. Well, that got Lorenzo's attention.
Jesus. Anyway, I'm going to call this the Great Wine Bottle Battle of 2020.
The Great Wine Bottle Battle of 2020?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Took a little trip down the Mississippi. How's that going? 1914. Take a little
Wheeling
trip.
Wine and whiskey. Anyway, this was I have a fair amount of wine. Nowhere near as much as you do.
I don't have very much anymore. Lorenzo and I have been drinking a lot.
Sipping in place.
Yeah, there's been nights where a whole bottle's gone down.
Chugging in place.
Yeah.
So
but start drinking early. When you start drinking early, you drink more. That's what I found out. I've learned during this.
I'm doing the same. I'm going through an unusual amount of wine at home, and I had just finished a bottle, and my overflow is in the office.
Overflow
of wine, because I have my wine fridge.
Oh, you got your wine fridge cellar. Yeah.
Is full.
Got it.
So the rest of it has to be in a room that I keep sealed off so the heater doesn't run,
the air conditioning doesn't run,
whatever. Anyway, so I'd
Studio
gone in
L.
There, Studio L.
Yeah.
So I'd gone in there,
yeah.
And it's carpeted.
Yeah.
It's a nice room. And I had a couple boxes of wine. Wine with, not boxed wine, but.
Yeah, let's clarify.
Anyway, I picked a bottle out. I don't know exactly what I had picked out. And then I went to move the box back under my desk, and it tipped over. And there was six bottles left in the thing, but they were all on one side, so the weight was not even.
Right.
So the box flipped over, and one of the bottles slipped out and cracked, and they're upside down so the corks don't get dry.
Uh-oh.
And the bottom of the bottle hit the foot of my desk, which is metal, and cracked it. And
brand new bottle of wine.
Brand new bottle. It was a Syrah. That bottle drained instantly. 750 milliliters of wine on damn near white carpet, gone. Just glug, 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 boom. I'm like,
oh, did you use any explicitives when that happened?
Oh, yeah. And my wife came around, what happened? I'm like,
oh, boy.
She's like, oh, my God.
Now, was she more pissed about the wine being broken or the carpet going red?
The carpet going red.
Oh,
she's not a big wine
drinker.
You
were more concerned about the wine.
I was more concerned about, because we had been talking about removing that carpet for a while.
Uh-huh.
And, well, that project got bumped to the forefront.
There you go.
So that was, I think, on a Friday. And then Saturday, I can't remember the whole timeline, but this is just last weekend. Anyway. It was Easter weekend, so Saturday, yeah. Janine, my wife, went to the barn with my daughter to go check the horse.
Right.
Not my horse, but...
the horse she rides.
The horse she rides. And I started cutting out the carpet.
Horse with no name.
The horse with no name. And so, yeah, the carpet was removed because the house has original hardwood floors. And you're always a little concerned what you're going to find.
Right.
We bought the house with carpet, and we've removed carpet from rooms and hallways over time.
And beautiful hardwood floors.
Oh,
underneath.
They're oak.
I mean,
they're
people
gorgeous.
People pay big money. I want to do hardwood here at my house, but I don't have money.
No, but anyway, we a little apprehensive as we pulled it out. Pulled all the carpet out, got the padding out. You know, the floor wasn't stained. There wasn't any damage from anything.
Right.
Got the tack boards out and all the staples out that they used to hold the padding down and crap. Floor looks great. I mean, it could probably use a refinish at some point, But for floors that are 60, yeah, 60 years old,
okay,
they look pretty freaking good.
Nice.
I mean, now the Studio L is a little more echoey, obviously.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to do something about that. That's not good.
But, yeah, the happy ending is the floor doesn't need to be immediately refinished.
Okay.
Which would be problematic in this time, because I'm sure that getting a floor refinisher hired and in would be not easy.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, who knows?
So that's the happy ending. I mean, it was a tragedy to lose a nice bottle of wine. Because it was a nice bottle of wine, but the floor the ultimate outcome was good.
It wasn't a Fernwood Syrah, was it?
No, it was a Bent Creek.
Oh, Bent Creek. Bent Creek makes a nice Syrah.
They do.
Yeah,
they do. It was a good one. I'm sad. So
wow. Well, you just think of you christened the office there.
Well, you know, it was like the next day before the carpet was ripped out, my wife walked in there and said, yeah, we really need to get this carpet out because it stinks.
Oh, really? So she was already on board with that.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, so you did yourself a favor, it sounds
yeah.
like.
Oh, yeah.
It no, cost you good. A bottle of wine, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it could have cost me, I don't know what floor finishing costs nowadays, but probably.
Imagine if you broke a bottle of bourbon. That would have really been, expensive. No. That could have been really bad.
What's this? It would have been six of one, half dozen of another.
Oh, well, look at you.
I don't know. Anyway, that's the great wine bottle battle of 2020.
That's a good one. I like it.
Oh,
go ahead. He's on fire.
Were we, I think we had something that went on last week. Did you want to talk about that with the Old Elk?
Yeah, well, we could. Sure. what went on last week? That was last Thursday?
Yeah, last Thursday.
So we went live, Old Elk Live, on Facebook on their game night. So they started these game nights a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And so they've done a couple things. Everybody's been readjusting their business models and everything, and it's like, okay, cool, what can we do to keep people occupied while they're at home? And so there's been some cool content. I mean, we just talked about Snail Trail cranking out these little shorty but now you could do the bourbon battle. We should do bourbon battle 10 minute segment there. We'll figure out this thing, but anyways,
break a bottle of bourbon.
Yeah, we'll just break a bottle
bedroom?
Of bourbon and talk about it. I don't know. We'll figure out something here. But the game night's been going on Thursday nights, and so they've had a guest on there. Dad's drinking bourbon and stuff.
This is live on Facebook.
Live, yeah. So Facebook Live. So they hit us up and they go, "Hey, would you be willing to play?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that'd be fun." And yeah, okay. Well, this Thursday, and we'll make it happen. And of course, Greg Metz, the master distiller, will be on. And you and Chris, and we'll just have some fun with this thing. It's a Jeopardy style format,
exactly.
And so it was cool. They had some an off road category. They had gearhead, automotive, muscle cars category. They had movie cars there
right.
that you were kicking ass in,
right?
Yeah, of course, whiskey. They had birthday because it just happened to be Greg Metz's birthday that
right.
day, and also your birthday.
Mine, yeah.
Yeah. So you guys were both, it was your real birthday last Thursday.
Yep.
You don't do like a birthday month like Tyler and Jimmy do.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't have that kind of money.
No, I do. I normally, and I hope that, so next month would be my birthday month.
Uh-huh.
So I hope to be able to party like a rock. I'm hoping that the world opens up next month because it's going to be a month-long party. Everybody's okay. going to be ready to party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So just preparing you for that.
Okay, well, I'll be.
You need to provide gifts at every podcast like Jimmy and Tyler.
Really?
Do. Yeah.
Oh, geez. So I got four springs. I can bring a spring.
You can bring a spring that they're YJ springs, are they?
Yeah,
Oh, they'll fit my rig. They're mine set up for YJ springs.
Perfect.
But I'm spring over, not spring under, so that would be a difference.
So your Jeep would be even taller.
Well, yeah, it'd be a lot taller and stiffer. And yeah, that wouldn't
be able
to get
out of the garage.
No, couldn't get in the garage. Had to build a bigger garage. Anyway, so we were on this this game night, and it was a little nerve-wracking. I don't know. Were you worried about being live?
Cause, no, well, yeah, because I don't look good.
Well, no. Well, oh, there was the visual content. I didn't even think about that. I get to that yet. But, yeah.
I have a voice fit for radio.
You do. You have a face for radio is what we like to say. Radio. A face. Yeah, you have a good face for radio. Yes, that's right. What we like to say. So that's it's the podcast. So yeah. And my biggest concern was dropping the F-bomb or you know.
I wasn't worried about that.
Oh, I was. I was trying to be very calculated in my word choices.
I mean, there were
while we were drinking Old Elk.
No sexual innuendos dropped.
Yeah, right.
No F-bombs, no S, a couple of dams and a freaking, but other than beyond that, it was fine. So
anyway, it was a lot of fun. It went well. Nobody dropped a bomb there or anything, and we had some great conversation with Greg. That was the first interaction that we've had with Greg.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
You know, we got to talk with Kate, you know, the head distiller, Kate Douglas, and she was online. That was the other fun thing is there was a ton of people.
In the chat room.
In the chat side, you know, the audience was able to participate.
Yeah.
And win prizes if they got the right answer. And so that was awesome to watch. And yeah, and then Kate was on the side there and chimed in. So it was a lot of fun. It's out there on their Facebook page. If you want to go check it out, I'll send out an Instagram. I think there's a way to send out, you know, swipe up for the link or something like that. I got to figure that out. That's high level Instagram stuff, but I'll figure that out. I know we could put it in our bio.
Way above me.
But, and then of course, we should put a link on our webpage. Get really sophisticated. Yeah. We got to get Lorenzo. Lorenzo's got some work to do this week.
Lorenzo just, yeah, this, he doesn't want to do anything.
No, I know. He's become a lazy ass.
He's sheltering in place and he's taking it literally.
Look at his belly, too. It's hanging closer to the ground now.
Well, he's full of bourbon.
Yeah.
Or wine.
Yeah. Wine. He's been drinking a lot of wine, too.
You know, he probably would have been in my office sucking the carpet up with
See? That would have been good. Like, you know, the dogs come into the kitchen after you're done cooking. See? That would have been good. Yeah. You could have hoovered your wine right up.
Yeah, get on that, Lorenzo.
So Lorenzo was on the podcast or the Facebook
Live. Yes, he was.
I had him up in the corner. So that was cool. And some listeners caught on to that right away. So that was funny. So you can go check it out, watch it at your leisure, fast forward through it because it is recorded now on Facebook on the Old Elk Bourbon page on Facebook, Old Elk Bourbon.
Right.
Check it out. We were on there. It was an absolute blast. They're just, you know, those of you that are faithful followers know we talk about it a lot. And we talk about it because we fell in love with it, and it is freaking value-packed bourbon for the price there.
Heck yeah.
And then, you know, as we've gotten going here, we started to develop a relationship with them, which has been absolutely outstanding. It's a benefit, you know, just this podcast, doing this podcast. And
we're
coming up approaching a year.
Whoa.
1 year. 49 episodes, and our 50th, we have a guest speaker for the 50th, or interviewer, the person that we're trying to interview. It's been very difficult to get this thing to come to fruition, and I hope it does.
I do too.
We're real close, so if it does, episode 50, you're definitely going to want to check that one out.
There's a tease.
If you're a fan of Ultra 4.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good one. I got good. It's going to be worth the battle to get him on. I think.
Oh, you bet. Right on.
So there you go. What else, Chris?
We have email. We have reviews.
Yeah. So I've been mailing out a lot of stickers.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. So that's been great. And we're up to how many reviews now? 86?
Oh God, you're gonna ask me that?
Well, we've got like 5 new reviews we've got to read here.
So it looks like 22 written reviews.
22 written reviews.
And I don't know if I have the 86.
86 ratings.
Yeah, 86.
So 5 stars. So looks like 84 of them. Our 5-star, and then there's like 1 3-star, 1 4-star, which is probably Mike and Max.
Might be.
Or Well, I know Jimmy gave us 5 stars, so I know it's not him. Could be Tyler.
Lorenzo may be bagging on the show, too.
Yeah, well, Lorenzo wants us to talk more about him, so he definitely probably gave us a 3-star, but that's all right. I am super stoked. We've been getting some great feedback.
Yes, we have.
Especially in this time, we you know, what was really heartwarming was, you know, some people writing in that glad you guys are still doing this during these times, you know,
Keep
some sort of normalcy going on, right?
Got to keep it happening.
So, yeah. So what, let's go. Let's get into these. We got 5 new ones here.
Okay. Well, we want you to give it a start.
You want me to start?
You go ahead.
Okay. A must listen from D-O-D-K, S-T-E-O-D-K.
Right on.
So top-notch content, lots of knowledge of everything wine and whiskey. Well, we try. And thanks for turning me on to Old Elk. Cheers, boys. Well, there you go.
Another one.
And that's been the other cool thing because, like I say, when we said this from day one that, you know, if and when we ever get a sponsor, it's something that we got to believe in. And we believed in Old Elk. And everybody that has tried it.
Yep.
Has not been disappointed.
No, they have not.
I haven't had anybody say, oh, that's crap. And if you say that, you know, maybe you're not a big bourbon. I mean, everybody, it's all personal preference,
of course,
right?
Right.
But, you know, if you are a true bourbon whiskey aficionado, and I want to do a blind tasting. I want to set that up with a blind tasting and pour out, you know, some very similar bourbons. Like I'd put 4 Roses.
Right.
Up against the Old Elk, I would put Blanton's would be another one that would be a good one in there, and just see if you could. I mean, they're all a little different, but see if you could really pull out. Oh, this is Old Elk. This is
right,
this
right,
is,
right.
So that would be fun, and you could play that game at home too if you guys
absolutely
want to do that. Anyways, so there you go. Okay. You going to read the next one, Chris?
Yeah, yeah. So we've got from Scuba Heath.
Scuba Heath. Yes, sent him off a sticker.
5-star, best Jeep podcast. These guys are awesome. I have a long commute every day, and I love it when this pops up to listen to. I'm hooked on Old Elk now, even though it's hard to get in the old crooked letter Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. Then when you get past the bourbon, these guys talk about Jeep. Jeeps, too.
We do. Try to.
What more could you ask for? Jeeps and whiskey. It's a great combination. Thanks, guys, and keep them rolling. Heath.
Woo! It's a good combination, but that's why we call it wheeling wine and whiskey. So we go out wheeling before we hit the whiskey and the wine.
Absolutely.
That's for around the campfire. Yeah, that's cool. So right on, Heath. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the 5-star review. And isn't this crazy? We got people across the United States and the world, for that matter, listening to.
Yeah, did you see that guy that in Australia?
Yeah, we got a few people from Australia.
I feel bad for him for not being able to. The swag shipping charges is a little brutal. But,
well, they have to drill a hole all the way through the core of the earth.
That's
and
right.
Through to get it to him.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right. They should get those pneumatic tubes that just suck the.
Or is the world flat? And then it just you maybe see the shippers go the wrong way.
Are you a flat earther?
Turn around. No, I'm not a flat earther, but I that always amazes me that people believe that.
I know, right?
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Okay, so I like this one. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
From Dirt Dooley.
Nice.
5-star. Love it. One of my favorite off-road podcasts. I'm in Alabama. Here we go.
Alabama.
Love the Bama. And have been on the hunt for Old Elk and can't find it anywhere. LOL. Well, that sucks. We're going to help you out with that.
We'll have to get that working.
Keep up the good work. They are a must if you're into off-road. Wow.
Nice.
Very nice.
That's a good one. Yeah.
All right. So then we've got Alabama. We got to get out.
Alabama's not a dry state, right?
We talked
right?
about that before. We talked about
Alabama. Well, they should. They've got distribution Alabama. There. Well, you might have to go to Birmingham. I don't know how far away from Birmingham he is, but anyway, we'll work on that. Great show. So we got RW from God's Country.
I wonder where that is. Wait a minute. Know. He's from Modesto.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, we know somebody else that lives in Modesto.
Eddie.
Eddie. He's in Modesto.
Eddie well, Lorenzo. There you go. All right. Great show. 5-star review from, like we said, RW from God's Country. Hey, guys, just wanted to drop you a note to let you know how much I like the show. I listen to a lot of podcasts because I live in Modesto and work in the Bay Area, and yours is by far one of my favorites. Thanks. Thanks. Keep up the good work. Also hoping to see you on May 17th. Sadly, that won't happen.
And yeah, she gone.
He'll introduce himself. And
we'll see you on July 18th, hopefully.
Would like to be rocking on my new sticker. But, yeah, hopefully July we'll be able to meet. But, yeah, thanks
so
for
Roger
the...
should have you should have your sticker by now.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a few days where I actually didn't leave the house. So, and I don't like to leave it out in my mailbox out front. I don't know. I just...
No?
I want to put it right at the... You know, the post office.
You got your face covered.
Everything goes straight to... I put the saddlebags on Lorenzo. Give him a little hay and a little bourbon, and I send him down to the post office. And so that's the process here. We do want to make sure it gets to the actual post office.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. Another one. This is hot off the press.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It says 20 hours ago.
Oh, boy.
So, Brian WMR, effing awesome.
Well, wow.
I like that. So, these guys are a hoot to listen and give us and give a lot of really good information, hopefully somewhat accurate. I've been wanting to build a Jeep for a while, but after listening to Jason and Chris, I was inspired
Ooh.
To build or to pull the trigger. Gosh, I butchered this whole thing up.
Yeah, you did.
So after listening to Jason and Chris, I was inspired to pull the trigger. Cheers from Florida.
Florida.
Florida. The Sweet. Sunshine State.
Right on.
Well, I know they got a lot of oranges there.
And alligators.
And alligators and hurricanes.
And snakes.
Mm. Lots of sand.
Mud. But yeah, that's cool.
That's so good. Thank you, Brian. Send over, DM me your address. I'll send a sticker out to Florida. I haven't sent one to Florida yet, so.
No, huh?
Yeah. I have an address to Florida. I've done a lot of other states, so. Very cool. So 5-star review. And
you're missing one.
I am? Oh, yeah. You got a bonus one on your chartable there. Go ahead.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
one
yeah.
more.
So we got, this one came in early April from Doth JVFK FTKJ.
Can I buy a vowel?
I don't know. Doth something.
Okay.
And he writes, 5-star, great podcast. Love the podcast. I've been listening since the first episode came out and will continue. Love the Wheeling content and interviews. Also learning a lot about whiskeys and bourbons. Bourbon must be at least 51% corn. Thanks,
there you
guys.
Go. See?
Boom. Dropping knowledge.
Nice.
Knowledge bombs.
It's not just BS.
Huh?
We don't just BS.
Well, we do. We do BS a lot. Yeah, it's all good. So there you go. That's the latest and greatest on the reviews. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, listeners.
And keep on writing Woo. Those reviews, and we'll keep on sending out stickers.
Keep
until
on
we run
keeping
out.
On. Keep on keeping on.
What do you got going on down there?
So we got. We're gonna have to. Can we pour this?
I don't know. Can we? What do you? Oh, you're holding.
This is a little celebration for our six. We got six new.
Reviews.
So here we go. I'll pass that down to you. And so this is we've been talking a lot about bourbon, and we did talk about wine, but we're back to bourbon right now. So this is one that I saw on some of these different Instagram. Channels that I follow, and there's you know, all kinds of different ones out there. Bourbon Bandit and Dram Bourbon and
right. There's a ton.
Oh my god, it's incredible. It's so good. So some of these have started liking, you know, post that we did, and that's how I've discovered them. And so one of the somebody had asked, hey, what's your, you know, name some of your favorite bottles that you personally like. And I've heard this bottle come up numerous times in different, you know, from different people, and it's Old Forester.
Okay.
And it's the 1910. 1910. That was right around when you were born, or was that a little bit
close
before?
Close.
Okay.
Maybe 1960s. But, yeah.
Oh, okay. Give or take 50 years. So, yeah, this is a straight bourbon and 93 proof. And it's in that $55 range.
Uh-huh.
And let me give you the mash bill.
Please.
So you know what the mash bill is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the questions on the game night there.
Oh.
Facebook.
You didn't tell everybody that I'm the new master distiller for Old Elk.
No, yeah, right. In your own mind.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Chris ended up winning. Chris ended up winning the Jeopardy. Although there was several times when you should have had points taken away that I don't think they took
away.
Yeah,
I think.
So I really think Greg won, but that's okay.
Yeah.
They gave it to you. It was your birthday, so happy birthday. So the mash bill on this one is 72% corn, so high corn content. Okay. 18% rye. So that's where, you know, typically you get your spice.
Right.
And then 10% malted barley.
Mm.
So there you go. So did you take a sip yet?
I did.
And what do you think? Here comes the mint. Let's see. Let's see what Chris comes up with.
Well, it's definitely a little bit more smoke than I'm used to.
Okay, so yeah, there is a little, and it's oak.
Yeah.
This one is pretty heavy oak that I'm getting.
Definitely a little bit more on the spicy.
How about caramel? I'm going to say caramel. I'm going to take caramel for 400, Alex.
Okay, it definitely has heat on the tail.
Yeah, I mean, that's... nothing's as smooth a finish as our friend Old Elk here, but... yeah.
Yeah, caramel, there's... Yeah, I'll say that, but the smoky oaky...
Smoky oaky.
Smokier than I'm used to. This is probably probably one of the smokiest ones I've had.
Old Smoky.
And
our
but
buddy
it's good.
James
it's,
with the samurai.
It's yeah, that's right.
Old Smoky.
Yummy. It's good.
So yeah, no, I like it. Definitely getting that, which is typical of the oak, getting the caramel vanilla. I was just reading this review here talking about toasted marshmallows. I like that description. I'm not getting it.
No, I didn't.
All of it, but
I didn't catch that.
Are you one of... So, you know, this is a good question. This would be a... Oh, yeah. I don't know. This would be a good question for people that we interview when we do that quick fire deal. We haven't done that in a while.
No, we have not.
Need to bring that back.
Yeah, we do.
But marshmallow, toasting marshmallows around the campfire.
Ooh.
You know, there's like three different people, four different people. I don't know. Let's go through it. So there's the ones that just like...
Burn the shit out of it.
That just stick it in the fire and it's just fucking charcoal. Which I don't get it.
No.
I mean, I get that sticking it in there and watching something burn and blowing it out, that's fun.
Fire,
okay, I
fire,
get that part
burn,
of it.
Burn,
but to
fire.
Eat a carcinogen marshmallow...
No, they just want to make sure it's, well, it's not even gooey inside. It's
no,
just charred.
It's not warm, no.
It's not even the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man or anything. I mean, you know. But so what's the second one?
Well, so then you got the other people that will sit there, you know, but they're patients. They just don't have patience. So you can tell a lot about a person. that but, how they toast their marshmallow.
I've been that patient person. It's like, I'm going to make this the perfect marshmallow. Okay. Then it just falls off.
Well, that's part of keying in and being one with the marshmallow on the stick there. Because,
being one with the marshmallow.
Yeah. Because if it gets too hot, if your stick gets too hot, right, it's going to melt off and fall into the fire, and then you're crying.
Right.
Right.
Then it's charred.
Just, like breaking a bottle of wine in your office.
You're person number one at that point.
Exactly. But you can't even retrieve it.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, second scenario there is, you know, yeah, you want to get that light toasty brown or whatever, but your patience, your short attention span theater.
Right.
AKA Mike. So.
Next time we're with Mike, we have to do s'mores.
We do need to do s'mores. I want to do a s'more contest because I guarantee you approve my s'mores. So anyways, so then you got the third person that is slow, calculated, methodical on this marshmallow toasting process. So the goal is to have this light brown, you know, little slight.
It's called toasted.
Toasted crunch. Yeah. You know, the outside of your marshmallow is a little crunchy, and encased in the inside of that crust is warm, gooey marshmallow goodness. Just wholesome, heavenly marshmallow goodness. But that takes a shit ton of patience, rotation, and keeping it from falling in the fire.
Or the Peter heater.
Or the Peter heater, whatever. Yeah. So that's, anyways.
So that's your third person. What's the fourth person?
Well, I don't know. That was three. I don't know. The fourth, I was kind of going towards, you know, how you make your s'more after that, if you're making a s'more. We could have a whole podcast on different s'mores. I'll tell you what the best thing. Here's my favorite s'more. You get the chocolate graham crackers.
Yeah.
Okay, because that kicks it up a huge notch.
You know what some people are doing, too, now? Instead of using Hershey's chocolate bars, they're using, like, Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, see, I'm not a huge peanut butter guy.
No, but that would is they're slamming
I like
a
it.
Peanut butter cup.
I like
in there.
It. I mean, why
it's
not?
Just like, what the hell?
Why not? I like that. So I would, you know, we need to do some s'more research.
Well, because that'll
some more research on s'mores.
So we could really do a study.
Yeah.
And see what people.
So you know, people use Nutella or peanut butter on their graham cracker. That's uh-huh. another good way to kick it up a notch. Yeah, your chocolate. I like to go on the dark chocolate, Hershey's dark chocolate. Yeah,
Special Reserve.
Yeah, whatever. And then, you know, that perfectly toasted marshmallow that's warm in the center.
I'll just eat the chocolate.
You just eat everything separately. There you go. So that's the fourth person that doesn't even toast their marshmallows.
That's right.
They don't even want to mess around with it. They just...
Marshmallows. Oh, we don't need no stinking marshmallows. Anyway.
So, wow. We got off on another rabbit hole there.
Completely off the rails.
But that was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was.
So, anyways, $55, Old Forester, 1910, you know, 93 proof.
It's good.
I like it. And so, you know, you start doing your comparison stuff, and this is different. I like, if you like oak, you know, you're typically a wine drinker that you know, oak imparts that vanilla, typical vanilla, distinctive vanilla flavor, I should say. I think you'd like this. It is very good. And, you know, $55, I got this, it was a little bit... I think I got it for 50. I think right at 50.
Do you have a coupon?
I didn't have a coupon.
Oh, my God.
Coupon.
Which store was that? Total Wine?
Total Wine & More.
Nice.
Liking Total Wine & More. Nice. So they're Total Wine & More right now, open, quote unquote, normal business. I mean, they're, you know, it's such a huge store. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anybody limiting how many people were in the store, but I'm sure they do. They monitor that. But... You know, you go in and grab your selection and check out just like everywhere else. BevMo right now, you can't even go in the store. They're not even letting you in the store.
You got to
get
out. I got a BevMo.
Yeah, because I was going
to
stop by one the other day, and people are standing outside, and I'm like, is the store full? And they're like, no, they won't let you in the store. And I like to go. It was just like this. I found this bottle. I was just perusing. I like to go and peruse.
How are you can't peruse if you...
So,
that's bullshit.
I guess you peruse online, but that's not as fun as picking up bottles and reading labels and stuff. So there you go. So there's our bourbon for this podcast.
Nice. That's a good one.
I like it.
Good pick. Old Forester 1910.
Yeah, 1910.
Very good. Sweet.
Well, and we talked about marshmallows.
And we talked. Hey, I got one more thing.
One more thing? Okay, let's hear it.
We may think it, but Chris is going to say it.
You know what really pisses me off?
Oh, it's a rant. What pisses you off this week?
Well, I could go on and on and on about a bunch of different things, but this just is unnecessary, and I don't get it. But so
okay.
Maybe it does. I don't get it. So driving home from work, this is a driving rant. Driving home from work earlier, last week, and this Toyota Tacoma passes me by. Mm-hmm. I mean, going up the hill on Vasco. Poof. But he really didn't blow by me because I think it was a four-cylinder Tacoma, and it was, but he had stickers all over the goddamn thing.
Okay.
And one of the stickers that stuck out that really annoyed me was powered by Toyota.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Why do you need to announce that you're powered by Toyota when you're driving a Toyota?
Well, they're obviously Toyota fans.
And then, of course, he had the TRD stickers on it. It wasn't a TRD. I don't know. I'm going to get torn up.
It was a farce.
It was a farce. But, you know, I've always wondered, it's like every once in a while when you're out and about, and I don't know if you see it in San Jose or not, but you see these people with, you know, the sticker on their windshield that says powered by Mopar or powered by Ford.
Right.
Powered by Toyota. It's like, no shit, Sherlock. I mean, you know, honestly, when people have a different engine in their car, that's when they should.
That's what, like on my Jeep, I can put
powered by Jebby.
Jebby.
That's where it would be legit.
Mm-hmm.
Same with your buggy.
Yeah, by Jebby.
If I put a powered by Jeep on my Jeep, that would be stupid because it's powered by Jeep.
Well, maybe people assume that you have some other power plant and you're reconfirming. No, I get it. That is kind of stupid.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
I just, you know, whatever. I mean, different strokes for different folks. I get it to a certain degree, but when you're just stating the obvious for the most part. What I think is cool, and this is completely a different deal, but when people take all the badges off their vehicle, debadge, that's I like that because then it makes your vehicle look super clean.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
Yeah. Now, sometimes I think, what are you hiding?
Well, that's true.
Because, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, for example, when you have a BMW 320 3 Series.
An whatever. M3, or you could put the M3 badge
they
on there.
They buy the M3 sticker
when
and they
really
stick it on
there.
It's
really not an
M3. Did they suddenly just get, by putting a sticker on there, they gain 100 horsepower?
But see, that's it. The true enthusiasts know what an M3 has on it. It's just like, I was going to say, I was thinking when you said that, is like, you know, if you do upgrade your engine, you know, it's pretty cool when you do get the badging for that engine and change out the badge. You know, I've seen it on trucks and stuff, you know, and it's like, you know, it's not a sticker, right? It's the actual badge that'll say 454.
454. You know. What if somebody put a Hellcat engine in a Raptor?
See, and that's it. And they're putting that, well, not a Raptor. That'd be wrong.
Yeah, that'd be
wrong
on you.
Many different levels. So there's that one guy. He tags us a lot on Wheeling Wine and Whiskey on the gram there. Adventures of Sarge. I found it. Adventures of Sarge. And he's on the gram here, and he's got a 2008 JKUR. So wait. So that's the JK Unlimited Rubicon.
Yes.
Look at me with my Jeep alphabet. 42-inch Pitbull tires he's running on this thing. He's got 1 tons under it, a 60 and a 14-bolt Atlas. And if that wasn't enough, he's doing a Hemi swap in it right now. So it's been fun watching his adventures of stuffing that Hemi under the hood of that.
Damn.
That JK. So can't wait to see this thing. I believe he's somewhat local to us. I think he's more up towards the Sacramento area. I know Jimmy knows him.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. So I would love to see this thing out on the trail this summer. Hell, I'd even like to see a Toyota truck out on the trail, or a 4Runner out on the
anything
trail. I'll take anything at this point to see out on the trail, because that means I'm out on the trail.
That's right. Hell, I just want to be in camp. Camping someplace by a nice lake.
Yeah. Well, I've been spending a lot of time by my waterfall here, the pond that's been in the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to happen tonight.
Perfect. So that's my rant. It's kind of soft, but I just, if you're just, no false advertising on your vehicle. We know what's there. Toyota putting up the hill. It's going to be powered by Toyota. We get it.
There you go.
Boom.
So that's good. We just mentioned Jimmy. And, you know, he does all those dad jokes.
Oh, okay.
And he's had a couple, like, decent ones.
Yeah.
Decent. It's like, it's a stretch, but I'll give him. They're, you know, pretty good. But I heard this joke of the day, and it's kind of an older one, but I'm like, man, that's actually a funny joke.
Well, let's have it.
So this guy goes to the doctor, you know, gets a full checkup, physical and everything. And doctor says, hey, I'll call you with your results. So okay. 2 days later, gets a phone call. Phone rings, and he goes, hey, that's your doctor. He goes, hey, what's up, doc?
What's up, doc?
That's not the joke.
Oh, no? Okay, shit.
I just added that in. He says, hey, what's up, doc? And he goes, well, hey, I got some bad news and some really bad news.
Oh, jeez.
Worse news. He goes, oh, geez,
so three? Bad
no,
news,
no,
really bad
worst,
news, and worse news?
He goes, hey, well, give me the worst news first, you know? He goes, well, you're going to die.
Oh, crap.
And he goes, well, what the hell's worse than that? He says, well, you got 24 hours to live, and I was trying to get a hold of you all day yesterday.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, shit. Oh, golly. Oh, thanks for nothing.
There you go.
Boom.
Trying to get a hold of you all day yesterday.
Well, and on that note...
Oh, what? You got something? I got something else.
Oh, shit. I thought we were done.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, we got more.
One more quick
thing. We just keep on giving.
Well, been spending more time on the gram with the extra time here.
Sweet.
So, you know, our friends at Beat Not Babied.
Oh, yeah. Just Beat Off.
Just great, great content. The Beat Off. There's been some great content and stuff out there. So they were doing the Vert Challenge.
That's right. I can't qualify for that.
So I was looking at these pictures. I'm like, oh, that's good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. And then boom, there was some awesome vertical stuff. And I go, well, I got to throw the buggy up on there on
hell yeah.
Three that was beyond vertical. And so he rates them. He'll repost it and then rate it. You know, so
right, right.
He'd give you 5 out of 10, 7 out of 10, whatever. So. So I posted the buggy up there and got 10 out of 10.
Sweet.
And he commented I had a little side vert going on.
Oh, so that's even better.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, but then...
did you get a magnetic dick?
What the hell? Oh, are you talking about the This is what happens when Chris is cooped up and gets out of the house.
It's also a bottle opener.
It's a bottle opener. You're talking about the laser cut one, and it's a Zeus. It's for Zeus fittings on your rig. Yes.
Anyway, sorry.
Wow, I
derailed you. Sorry.
Well, yeah. I mean, is that like an award that you're supposed to get? I don't know.
No, I'm just wondering, what are you going to get, a sticker or something?
Yeah, I'd like a sticker.
That'd be cool.
I need to put a Beat Not Babied sticker on that.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, I got nothing else. I just threw my notes away. I can't continue anymore. I got a little bit more of bourbon here in my glass. I'm going to finish up.
That's all you got left?
That's it. It's been fun. It's been real fun.
I guess we're out.
Okay, Wyatt.